Bump.
Bump, yeah. Any other word?
Sore.
What about rising or boil?
No.
Wouldn't use them.
No.
What about that white stuff that has to be mashed out?
Pus.
Okay. And if you have a blister, that liquid inside the blister, you call that?
Same thing.
Pus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if a bee stung me on my hand got bigger, I'd say my hand did what?
Swelled.
Okay. A bee bit me in my hand, well, that's the same thing, my hand has...
Swollen.
Yeah. And if he stings you, your hand might...
Swell.
Okay. What about if a man gets shot or stabbed in a war? You have to take him to the doctor so the doctor can treat the
wound.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of any kind of infected skin around a wound called proud flesh?
Mm-mm.
Okay, could you just say that for me? It's
proud flesh.
Pronunciation, okay. And something that you could put on a cut place to prevent infection? Begins with an I, it's a liquid.
Iodine?
Yeah. And a bitter tasting powder that people used to give for malaria. Begins with a Q.
I don't know.
Quinine? Yeah, okay.
Mm.
And this expression, you mentioned died a minute ago when I was asking you something. If you were around the deceased person's family and you didn't want to come out and say, well, I'm sorry to hear that so-and-so died, what might you say?
Passed away.
Okay. Have you heard any joking or cruder ways of saying the same thing? I'm glad to hear that old tightwad finally.
Kicked a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard croaked?
Croaked, I've heard.
And talking about that, you might say, well, so-and-so's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he...
died of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, talking about death, the place where people are buried, that's a...
grave.
Okay, the whole area is a...
graveyard.
Yeah. All right. And the box that a person's buried in?
I don't know. A box? You mean the casket?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I don't consider the casket the box. I thought maybe you were talking about the wooden.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the thing that you place the body in.
Casket in.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Oh.
All right. And the ceremony is called the
funeral.
Yeah. What about people who are dressed in black? You say they're
mourning.
Okay. If you met a person, somebody that you knew, just walking downtown, what might you say to them in greeting them, asking about their health, let's say?
Hello, how are you?
Okay. Would you say anything at all to somebody you didn't know just in meeting them, just to be saying something? If you're just walking along and you meet them in passing, would you ever just say something to somebody you didn't know?
No.
Okay. If somebody asked you, well, how are you doing? You know, it's just an average day, what would you say?
Fine, all right. How are you?
Okay. All right. What about a disease that old people get? It attacks the joints.
Arthritis.
Okay. Heard that called anything else?
That was arthritis.
Okay. What about a disease that children used to die from because their throat would get sores in it and then swell up and they couldn't breathe?
Diphtheria.
Okay.
Diphtheria.
Yeah. Okay. And a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, have you ever heard of jaundice or yellow jaundice?
I've heard the word before, but I didn't know the symptoms of it.
How would you say that?
Yellow jaundice.
I see. Okay. And if somebody had to have his appendix removed, he might have had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Okay. And if you eat something that violently disagrees with you and it comes back up, you say you had to...
vomit.
Yeah. How does that word strike you? Is just a regular word to use? Is nothing bad about using it?
No. If you have to use it, you have to use it.
Yeah.
But it's...
Is there a politer way to say it?
Threw up.
Yeah, okay. What about a crude way of saying it?
Puked.
Somebody who's that way, you say he's sick where?
At the stomach.
Okay. All right. If a boy is pretty serious about a girl and he's seeing her steadily, you'd say that he's doing what?
Courting.
Okay.